When New Jersey Governor Chris Christie appointed a Detroit emergency manager and a bankruptcy consultant to help turn around AC last week, the market got pessimistic. Despite the city's credit rating dropping to junk status, Atlantic City's mayor says he'll find a solution. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Atlantic City is nearly $400 million in debt, and in early February, it must make a $12 million debt payment. But this week, Standard & Poor's and Moody's both lost confidence in Atlantic City.
How could you appoint two guys with expertise in bankruptcy and not expect the bond rating to go down?
Mayor Don Guardian says the appointments do not necessarily mean bankruptcy is inevitable. In fact, he says it's not happening, even though that's how Wall Street perceives it.
If the market relying on the information they heard, not having a whole lot more research about anything else that's going on in the city.
Guardian says new proposals in the New Jersey legislature could reduce Atlantic City's debt, restructure the school system, and help shore up the city's economy. In the short term, the credit downgrade makes it harder and more expensive to borrow enough to make that $12 million payment. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.